Did you ever read Dick Francis' books? Before he died, Francis wrote dozens of page-turning novels, each one with a racetrack theme and always the good guy dealing the bad guys their just desserts. If you love Dick Francis, you'll feel the same about Robin Dawson, whose first book, Last Hurrah, is all about racing, murder, mayhem, deceit, and animal abuse. Dawson, 67, has ridden, trained, and reported on horse racing. In the 90s, he hosted a radio show on The Fan with the inimitable Michael McGee.
I got to meet the extraordinary Mr. McGee, who was a slightly unpredictable character. You never quite knew what was coming next, but an inveterate racetrack enthusiast and a great commentator and a wonderful voice for radio, Peter. I approached The Fan and suggested we should have a daily show on racing, and they said, well, yes, but who are you? We don't know who you are. Let's find somebody who the listeners might be interested in listening to. And I said, how about McGee? And Bob Mackwitz at the time snapped him up. And then we sold a little bit of advertising around it. And so McGee was on for 5 minutes every morning after the 9 o'clock news. And we had a 1 hour show on Saturdays.
Dawson's Last Hurrah takes a no-holds-barred look at the underside of horse racing. Dawson apparently is not worried about offending, and much of the activity has been inspired by his personal experiences. We asked him to break down his 470-page book in 30 seconds.
Well, we have an old established farm in Kentucky, struggling. They bring in a partner who turns out to be not all that they expected. The partner wants to liquidate horses. The prize mare is killed for insurance. In the fight to save her, a couple of people are killed, but the foal is saved. The foal is spirited away. It then has no provenance. So the people who have the foal have a foal that nobody knows exists. And this story is about him resurfacing and winning the Kentucky Derby. And so the tale is all about the characters involved and how he makes his perilous journey from that very risky foaling to triumph on the first Saturday of May.
There is a resemblance to a Dick Francis book in Last Hurrah, but if anything, Dawson tells us more about the racing experience and about the tracks themselves. He doesn't mind being compared to Francis.
Well, I'm very flattered. I met Dick Francis many years ago. Early on in my career, I was working for a trainer in England, Frank Cundle, who trained steeplechasers. And just over the hill at Blueberry, Dick Francis was living. So early 70s. And he'd come over on his bicycle and he'd ride out second lot after breakfast. So we'd chat to him about his latest books. And then he would come up to Woodbine for various Queen's plates, especially when the Queen Mother was over here. And I met him over here, too, after the 1985 Queen's plate won by Winfield's La Lorgnette, Mac Benson. And I was invited to Mrs. McDougall's house after the races for a drink with the Queen Mother and Dick Francis. So I got to meet him a few times, and I'm extremely flattered to be mentioned in the same breath. So I've written one book. He wrote dozens, Peter.
In Last Hurrah, there are repeated references to Canadian racing, Northern Dancer, and Woodbine.
Woodbine was built by E.P. Taylor, who also bred Northern Dancer, and Northern Dancer put Canada on the international horse racing map. So the two go together, really. Everybody knows about Northern Dancer. He's a key sire in the last 50, 60 years. You know, look at horses like Frankel, Nijinsky. It's very key. Woodbine is one of the premier racetracks in North America. They got two fantastic turf courses today. It's just a splendid racetrack.
There are aspects of Last Hurrah that seem to be disturbing to some in the horse racing industry. Dawson has been there. He's seen things that need to be revealed.
At horse sales, not everything is on the up and up. And there have been, a few years ago, there was some scandal about Jess Jackson. You may remember, owned Rachel Alexandra. his advisors weren't exactly being very honest with him. So I explain what's going on at sales and about how in Kentucky, which is somewhat ironic, really, that of all the states in the U.S., the actual medication rules are laxer in Kentucky than probably anywhere else. And so a lot of these young horses going into sales are cranked up with steroids. And I sort of talk about this stuff and about the fact that North American racing is under a cloud, which it is. They're trying to reform it. I expose that, which would upset a few people. And also what's going on right now, when you read about the indictment by the FBI of 37 trainers, including Service, who trained Maximum Security. I wrote this book in 2017, Peter, so quite a lot of it was prescient. And I go on about hidden ownership and money laundering, which was part of what went on in the Justify scandal, which is ongoing. It's in the courts. And then there's this wonderful gentleman from Dubai, Mr. Amer Abdul Aziz, who has been banned in almost every country in the world except North America. So I sort of touch on things like that, which can be quite sensitive.
Last Hurrah is really well written, and Dawson has a wonderful way of expressing the people and events that drive the sport of horse racing. This book is full of interwoven plots and anecdotes.
I really like this book. People reading it will have questions from page to page. When Tom's mother died in a plane crash, was that murder? Tom's father died in a horrible barn fire, was that murder? Are the bad guys in this book involved in drug dealing, money laundering, and killing horses for insurance? Will Tom resume his career as a steeplechase jockey? Does our hero cash his pick three ticket on Derby Day? And how many times will people be trapped in a broken elevator at Pimlico?
Well, you're going to have to read those 470 pages. It's amazing I managed to fit all that stuff into that.